politics, health, money, family, your legal rights, education, business, and your spiritual well-being. Highlighting the concerns that concern you. Back to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
And we're back with Cheryl Cox, Director of Finance and Administration, and Frieda Smith of the, she's a success coach at the Work Faith Connection. Good morning to you both, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, boy, don't get a little close to the mic.
Good morning.
Won't bite it first. Okay. Now, Cheryl, you've been Director of the of Finance there. First of all, tell us about the Work Faith Connection. What do you do?
Sure. The Work Faith Connection offers an 8-day job readiness workshop for really anybody who is at a point of, they've reached a point of discouragement in their job search. They're having trouble finding a job for one reason or another. We have about 60% of the folks that come through our program do have felony convictions. However, that means 40% don't. We have people who have come out of homeless shelters, drug and alcohol recovery programs. We have, you know, with the economy the way it's been, there's just been a lot of layoffs, things like that. People who just need to get back into the workforce and have had trouble for one reason or another doing that. We offer an 8-day workshop that kind of teaches you the practical skills of how to get back out there. We'll get you an updated resume, mock interviews, how to present yourself to an employer, especially if you do have a background of some sort, how to handle that in an interview situation or on your resume, how to address that so that you're being truthful. You're not lying, but you're helping people understand that the challenges that you have come through in your life are the exact things that make you such a valuable employee. Your ability to overcome, your ability to, you're walking this new life now, and that's what we need to present to employers. We kind of walk you through that process and teach you how to do that.
That sounds wonderful. Folks, our phone number is 713-390-5102. I know the lines are going to blow up any second now. But Frieda, you're a coach at the Work Faith Connection. I understand you were a former client.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us about your experience?
My experience with Work Faith Connection, I came to Work Faith Connection coming from federal prison. On January 24th, 2005, I was convicted of a conspiracy to launder money with the clause willful blindness. My son's father lived in Virginia for a length of time, and he would send me money. The problem was it was drug money, and I was sentenced to 24 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Work Faith Connection's mission statement, helping people in transition build a new life through work and faith. When I left federal prison, God knew I was in transition. And when I left federal prison, God knew I needed to work. And when I left federal prison, by the grace of God, I had a relationship with him and I had faith. Being an ex-inmate, an ex-offender, and forever a convicted felon, I felt worthless. Work Faith Connection helped me believe in myself again. They taught me how to sell myself to an employer as a name brand product. They helped me know my worth as an individual who is also a good person that made an unwise decision. Wow. My role at Work Faith Connection, I am a pathway to success coach, and I help clients overcome limitations, meet challenges, and identify triggers and barriers that may be holding them back.
And Frieda actually had her 4-year anniversary with us yesterday, so that's been such a big success.
Wow. That is very
She's
good.
A major blessing.
And I'm getting emotional, teary-eyed here, because it's so nice for our listeners to know that there are organizations that are that bridge. You're not out there by yourself. You're not alone. Now, Cheryl, you talked about the beginning phase of the program, the 8-day the readiness workshop.
Yes.
But there's also a continual process and some follow-up for participants. So
absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We say that once you come to the Work Faith Connection and you're a graduate of our program, you are in the family. We will be in your life for life. So, it's an 8-day program up front, but really that is just the entry point into the Work Faith Connection. After that, you get paired with a Pathway to Success coach, which is what Frida does for us.
So she'd be the same as a counselor?
It is. It's kind of like a job coach, a counselor. She helps you through, in the class, we can kind of address things from a general perspective. But then with your Pathway to Success coach, we can sit down and look at your particular situation and kind of work through what are your individual barriers that need to be worked through.
Okay. Let me identify the station. Magic 102.1 is KMJQ Houston, Galveston. Now, I know you're here to help individuals who are looking for jobs, but obviously I'm sure you would welcome companies who would be willing to hire individuals also, would you not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And based on the questions that we've been getting over the last couple of years or so, as people call in, ex-offenders call in, very often they're very, very, down because they haven't had much success. But as an employer, I would imagine that some employers might ask you, why should I, as an employer, take the risk of hiring someone with a drug problem or a criminal record or a drug history and a criminal record? What would be your answer to that prospective company?
That's a great question. And, one of the things that we try to help employers understand, and a lot of our graduates are our best testimony to the truth of this, is that when you have overcome something in your past that the world may look at as something that would make you non-employable, sometimes those experiences, they take a lot of fortitude, they take a lot of willpower and commitment to overcome those challenges.
Determination.
Yeah. These are some of the best employees you can hire because they have taken an extremely difficult situation and worked through it. They have come out on the other side successful. And Frida may have, you kind of were in that position and can understand the skills that you learned through those challenges really helped you be the kind of employee that you are today.
Yeah. Just, I would say to companies out there that people that have a criminal record, people that have addiction problems, they're come through our program, they're ready to work. They're determined. They're invested in their sales. They've came through the program, and our program is not an easy program. When you're talking about putting in an application or filling out an application, being able to explain your criminal past, being able to answer those questions about gaps in employment, even the fact a lot of our people come through our programs that due to the economy, they're actually overqualified for some companies. Just being able to take that program and to sell yourself and to see who they are today, your past situations help you be the person you are today. And they're ready. They've made mistakes. They ready for a second chance. And I'm speaking as a graduate. They would be some of the hardworking people that you have ever met. We have so many people, companies that hire our graduates, and they actually tell us they work as hard as 3 or 4 people.
All right.
And a lot of times they can, because they're grateful.
Yeah.
They're grateful for the opportunity.
All right. Let's go to the telephone. Let's talk with Dexter on line 2. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning, Doc. Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Frida.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you guys are on Magic 102 with this topic because I'm really having problems trying to find a job. I'm an ex-offender. I don't have any felonies, but I do have misdemeanors, and it's been rough for me. It really has. I've been real discouraged. I almost just wanted to give up one day, but I know I can't. I would like to know how much it is for that seminar, that class you guys have, and where is it and when can I start?
Absolutely. Well, the program is absolutely free. We're a nonprofit, so it's free for anyone who comes through the program. We have two locations currently, one at North Post Oak, right behind the Northwest Mall, kind of where 290 and 610 intersect. Mm. We have another in Museum District south of downtown, right near Main and Bissonnette. And we're actually moving our location at North Post Oak in about 3 weeks to Tacoma. But our phone number is 713-984-9611. And our website is www.workfaithconnection.org.
Okay. Okay, one more time.
One more time. The phone number is 713-984-9611. And the website is www.workfaithconnection.org. And we have info sessions every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so we prefer that you call ahead, but if you don't, you're still welcome to come. And that's where you'll find out more about the program and exactly what you're getting yourself into for those 8 days, so you can decide if it's a fit for you.
Okay. Let's go to line one with Beth. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hi, good morning to everyone. I came to the program late this morning. I have a son that has an engineering degree from Texas A&M. He's been unemployed now for 3 years. He's a hard worker. He's doing everything he can. He's even back in school to do some other things. But he does not have any type of criminal background history. Do you work with that type of individual as well? Or is this geared towards, I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you do not have to have a background to come through our program. We work with a broad group of people, anyone really looking to get back in there.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right, Beth, thank you. So I guess the next natural question would be, do you match the background of your prospective employee with the employer's?
Well, we're not a staffing agency, mm-hmm. so the number one thing we do is actually equip people to do their own job search. But we will... you know, we do have some resources in the community that we've built close relationships with. And as we've gotten to know you and built a relationship with you and kind of understand a little more about who you are and what your work ethic is and things like that, we can kind of help you find those connections.
Okay. Now, do you have counselors available to answer questions that employers might have about employees?
Absolutely. We have an employer development relations manager. Her name is Renee Wong, mm-hmm. and she works directly with employers in the community. So calling that same number, 713-984-9611, ask to speak with Renee, and she can answer any questions about that for you.
Okay. And I know a lot of times employers sometimes have the opportunity to have the wages supplemented if they were to hire an ex-offender or someone who was a non-traditional employee.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of any programs like that whereby once they get hired, they might get some assistance? Just a thought. Yeah,
they do have the tax credit for hiring ex-offenders and also for hiring people that's been out of work a long time.
Okay.
So there is some benefits that they can receive from that.
All right. Well, let's give your website and phone number once again so folks can get in touch with you and attend that workshop.
Absolutely. The phone number is 713-984-9611. And the website is www.workfaithconnection.org.
And I think one thing I discovered on your website that I think is so important, you exist to help families and businesses succeed.
Absolutely.
And I think with a mission like that, a lot of folks who can benefit from your services. And we thank you for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All righty.